Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. If we remember 1 Corinthians 13, it's called the love chapter. And so it starts out, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud. We probably don't have time to get through all of the principles, but let's start out with number one. The first characteristics is patience, and it seems like that's probably pretty foundational for the rest of them.
Oh, most definitely. I think parents of small children say a lot of quick arrow prayers to God. Parents of teenagers and young adults, we spend a lot of time on our knees praying for our children. But that patience piece is pivotal. And it's to the point that we need to be patient throughout all of our children's upbringing. And we also need to be patient with ourselves.
So give us maybe an example or two of what does that look like? Other than not getting maybe exasperated when our toddlers are acting up or our teenagers are acting up.
Yeah, sometimes there's not a whole lot of difference between a toddler and a teenager behavior-wise, but just in the actions that they have. With patience, I think it's so important for us to model that patient behavior to our kids, the waiting, the being able to say not yet, the patience in waiting for God to move in our lives. The patience for a child to learn something and not jump in and fix things for our kids, be it toddlers or teenagers. If a child is struggling and tying his or her shoes, taking the time to be patient and show them over and over and over again, this is how it's done. When taking a teenager out and working on the driving skills, being patient and not taking over. And allowing them to fail in that. Part of it is allowing them to fail because children learn so much more by their failures than they do by their successes.
It's a challenge, I think, probably to adjust our parenting styles to fit our child's personality. They're all different, unique. And you also talk about in your book, you have different roles that the parent plays. Maybe just talk about the different roles or different times when we apply maybe different principles.
We have 6 parenting styles that we lay out in both books. Child-based, parent-based, 4 of them are places where parents want to land. There's generally one place that we tend to land most frequently. The controller and the consultant and the coach and the chum are the places we want to be because they are as God parents us. The clueless and the checked out parent are places you don't want to end up because they're places that children are not going to get what they need from those 2 parenting styles.
As you said, at any age, right, there's a different role, a time to allow any one of these to be dominant, probably, right?
Yes, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. And so to back off and do more of the coaching and more of the consulting and be more of the chum and just have fun with my kids.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.